DiNapoli says he has directed that the massive pension fund not buy any new stock in firearms manufacturers following the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The Democrat says the tragedy makes it clear that firearms makers face legal hurdles and damage to their reputations that could hurt the state's investment. New York passed tough new gun control laws yesterday. The pension fund has about $2 million invested in Sturm, Ruger & Company. An outside manager sold the pension fund's share of Smith & Wesson in December. DiNapoli says the freeze will be in place indefinitely. For WAMC News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.